With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Robert McCrum seems a little embarrassed by a publisher's weekly description of him as the boy wonder of British publishing. But McCrum is just 33, and he is editorial director of London's most distinguished publishing house, Faber and Faber, a firm not unlike Farrar, Straus, and Giroux in the U.S. McCrum was in the United States to promote his book, The Story of English, a companion to the PBS television series of the same name. McCrum notes that the first editorial director of Faber and Faber in the 20s was the poet T.S. Eliot.
If Faber is prestigious today, the rock on which its reputation stands is based on the work that Eliot did in the 30s and 40s particularly, and the people, you know, the writers that he brought in, writers like W.H. Auden, Stephen Spender, and then later on Seamus Heaney, Lawrence Darrell, William Golding.
Robert McCrum says Faber and Faber tries not to compromise its literary pretensions. At the same time, McCrum says his publishing house just doesn't have the expertise to promote certain types of commercial fiction, such as that by Judith Krantz or Harold Robbins. But the fact is, McCrum admits, most readers don't even think about the publisher.
Some readers might be aware of Faber and Faber, but on the whole, I think people just buy the book and, you know, to hell with it.
Robert McCrum says the huge American market is vital for British writers, despite the fact that the British are great readers.
Most hardback books in England are bought as presents, chiefly because we have something which you don't have in quite the same depth. We have a library system, I mean, an absolutely brilliant library system.
Robert McCrum's book, The Story of English, is a fascinating account of the development of the mother tongue, which has become the international language of communication.
The language of the UN is English, the language of international science, of medicine, computers. I mean, the list is endless. Trade, finance, silver, computers.
The Story of English by Robert McCrum was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
It's the most widely spread, most widely spoken language that the world has ever seen.
That's Robert McCrum talking about the English language. In his book, The Story of English, a companion to the PBS television series, McCrum says that English is the first truly global language used by at least 750 million people.
For the first time ever, you know, in the history of the planet, a big claim, but it's true, there is the possibility of as it were, the end of the Babel, you know, the Tower of Babel.
English has become the second language in such countries as India and Nigeria. McCrum says that a Dutch poet is read by a few thousand. Translated into English, he can be read by hundreds of thousands.
There are more people learning English in China than speak it in this country.
Arguably, McCrum says English, with its huge vocabulary, is the most expressive of languages.
A word like royal, there are at least four synonyms. There's royal, regal, kingly, and sovereign. Now, all of those words mean roughly the same thing. And you don't get that kind of those kind of nuances in other languages to the same extent.
Robert McCrum sees English as an informal, highly democratic tongue.
All the significant changes have come from below, from the street, from the uneducated, from the illiterate, from the many rather than the few.
And English has reached out to other languages without apology.
It's a great borrower of words and phrases from other cultures. It's going to pick the verbal pockets of the world.
Robert McCrum, editorial director of Faber and Faber, and author of The Story of English, which traces the origins and impact of the language. It was published by Viking. Sharing credit for the book with McCrum is William Cran, producer of the companion PBS TV series, and Robert McNeil, anchor of the broadcast. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.